Welcome to Encyclopedia Audio, and this is Jehamerite. Jehamerite is a TV show inspired by MTV's Pimp My Ride, and is shown every Saturday evening on Al Jazeera. In this TV series, instead of pimping the vehicles by installing TV screens in their trunks, the cars are jihadied. The towing crew, sometimes referred to as the Notorious Kida, is not led by a useless rapist, but rises out of the business, Lil Nun. The show starts when the crew is preparing themselves for the day's challenge, which is usually a public transport vehicle or a crew member's own car. They get dressed in a mix of noise rappers' uniforms and traditional Middle Eastern attire and shoot the first take of the show in which they talk about what they are going to do that day. Concept. If a crew is to jihad a member's car, they start loading up with Semtex, which is used heavily for the show. If there is enough money to make an even better episode, some petrol cans are also put in the car. Also, if the crew happens to have any useless nails, rubbish, or shotgun shells, they are also loaded in the car. Then they install a very special switch, which will complete the jihadin process when the time comes. Now, when this part is over, the crew hands an almost completely jihadid vehicle. The obvious way allows their member to hit the road and gush off to his friends, or more often to his enemies. As the member drives around in a big city such as Baghdad, as he finds a nice cafe or some other place where there are a lot of people, he might just be lucky enough to find police or soldiers around the place. Then there is only one thing left to do. Bring on the finale of the episode, when the crew flips the special little switch. The crows and crowds roll over the rest of the crew, shouting and chanting as the jihad marches on. The crews. Lil Nun is the head of Jamaica Middle East. He's also the coolest member of the team, with bling bling on his teeth and his nipple. As a matter of fact, he wears bling bling all over his body. With a very big shirt covering his body, the shirt is usually used to cover many tools used to jihad someone's car, including rims, body kits, 52-inch televisions, and the pedal of McDonald's vouchers. Mahmoud Awara Jihad Ahmadinejad is the official Jihad spokesman, who talks in front of the press and mass media. His official quote, "Peace Man Peace," has spread in the international world to establish the so-called world peace. Quite contrary to the ultimate Jihad true goals, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad often misleads the press into thinking that Jihad is a car wash with lots of virgins in barracks. Skinny Zed, in charge of the logistics for every Jehameka episode. The logistics include couchettes, belts, turbans, dildos, bras, and body oil. Mohammed El Amir Awad Al Sayed Atta, nicknamed Skinny Zed, is often known as the quickest member of the team in finishing his job. He is also the most loyal of the crew, since he always brushes his teeth before going to bed and kisses the members driving the car goodbye during every show. Man Musab was the late electronics expert of the show. His specialty was to hardwire every jihad vehicle with a special little switch as the denouement of every episode. He was also the moral support of the member driving the car, often wishing them an Allahu Akbar before they left. Unfortunately, Musab was killed in 2006 when snakes fell from a plane over in Iraq and blew up his house with their deadly explosive venom. He was subsequently replaced by Waki Zarahiri, who has a profound obsession with the American sitcom Family Guy. Mad Dog is the person who selects the lucky car each week. As a gentleman, he knows the exact specifications of every vehicle in the world and even our space. With his motto, "Made in China," Mao owns every vehicle known to man and can select the car each week just by opening one of his eyes. Some of his cars are Ferrari, Acura, Bentley, and the 1976 Ford Mustang. Public transport. Over the last few years, the popularity of Jihad car has risen astronomically. Lil Nun himself did not expect this to happen because when the show was aired for the first time, he was quite unsure about its future popularity. However, due to sponsors from many countries such as the United States, the United Kingdom, Scotland, Egypt, and Iran, Jihad car has its own price inside the viewer's hearts. As a result, the producers of Jihad car wanted to gain more popularity than even before. In the end, Jihad public transport beta was officially released in 2005. Starting at the crew's backyard somewhere south of Islington. The first trial, set in the London Underground, was considered a success, although two crews were reported dead during the experiment. However, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stated to the press that the public transport vehicle would not be continued because the real danger they were facing was that they were jihading the vehicles, and they started to realize it. The infamous clip of the view while jihading a vehicle in their backyards is currently being copied to a computer and will be ready on YouTube in winter of 2007. The 28 minutes of tears and joy is highly anticipated by George W. Bush. In an interview with his prize Crawford Golf Course, He started, "Well, we're gonna gather butts here, and I'll bring my butt too, and we're gonna finish this. In fact, I'll call upon all the nations to do everything they can stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch these thrive."